the books for you.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Here.
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 Motion to approve the minutes is distributed.
Second.
Aye.
Drawn and under L. Okay, very good. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Mr. President, ordinance number 12-123 will not be introduced this evening. And under item L, we will be asking that 12-124 be read into the record for the first time as an ordinance.
Aye.
Aye.
This is just introduced for next time.
Yes, the Subcommittee on Aging met this morning at 11 o'clock at the new St. Francis Life Center at the riverfront. This is a great facility, sort of a one-stop shopping for seniors for all kinds of needs. If you have an opportunity to go visit it, it's a terrific place. They were kind enough to give us a tour to the Subcommittee. We also discussed the Universal Design Ordinance, which will be heard in land use on January 8th and then voted on in council that evening. And we also received an update from Community Services regarding the low to moderate income senior information that they are gleaning from the 2010 census, and we will get a further update about that in January. It's a beautiful place.
Yeah, unfortunately, some of us will need to visit it earlier than others.
Thank you, George.
I'm ready now. The Finance Committee met at approximately 1:35 today on the 8th floor meeting room, reviewed several of the items on tonight's agenda, approved a couple of grants, and had a brief introduction of some of the new members of the executive staff.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Community Services Committee met this afternoon. We had guests from the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development. The Delaware Field Office Director, Maria Bynum, introduced her staff members. Melody Taylor Blanchard, who's the Regional Director of Fair Housing and Equal Opportunity, spoke on affirmatively furthering fair housing. And Nadab Bynum, Community Planning and Development Director, spoke on impediments to fair housing.
Thank you, Mr. President. Last Tuesday, the Land Use Committee met. We heard, we discussed some issues, and we are also discussed two resolutions on the agenda tonight, one for Councilman Cartier to amend some deed restrictions, and another one for myself for the Belt Town Business Center. And I believe everybody should have received a email today from the attorney for the applicant outlining, I guess they didn't have this information available to us at the Land Use Committee meeting, but they outlined some of the traffic concerns that had come up preceding discussion.
Second.
Aye. Aye. On the consent calendar, no discussion.
Yes.
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 Can I savor that for a moment? I haven't had one of those in a while. A 13 yes. I just want to kind of take it all in.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like Resolution 12-168 to be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Yes, Mr. President, members of Council, this was thoroughly vetted with the applicant's attorney at the last Land Use Committee meeting. In summation, it's to relieve the deed restriction on a setback only for the construction of a vestibule totaling about 130 square feet in the business center in question off Silverside Road. The applicant has contacted the required civic associations, and I've heard no complaints or concerns from the residents in the area will be affected by this. So this is a very de minimis action, very contained to construct a vestibule. The other deed restrictions on setback will remain in force on the building in question.
Questions or comments?
Yes.
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 Thank you, Mr. President. Madam Clerk, would you please read Resolution 12-169 and present to Council for consideration and adoption?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. President. As we did, we had a discussion of this up in the Land Use Committee meeting. As I had mentioned, the attorney for the applicant had sent an email a little earlier this afternoon and detailed a little bit more of the traffic concerns following the presentation. We had a pretty elaborate discussion, which actually morphed into a much larger discussion on traffic and Delta per se. But, you know, quite a few concerns did come up during the presentation over traffic in this ordinance. I mean, this is 120,000 square foot warehouse. So since the applicant's attorney did send this email and it was, you know, pretty late, I think probably at this point it would be a good idea to have them come to the podium and perhaps discuss their email.
Thank you, Mr. President. John Tracy from Young Connolly, Stargett and Taylor here on behalf of the applicant, and no, the boot's not for sympathy. The email was sent. I was advised after I left the Land Use Committee meeting that there was additional subject discussion about this subject that we were not present for, and that the discussion centered on what had actually transpired with DelDOT at the time that this plan was reviewed. So I thought it prudent, since Mr. Tackett was the sponsoring council person, to send him a summary email outlining that back in the fall of 2008, the traffic issues were actually resolved with DelDOT. This project did not have any intersections within the area of influence that the UDC requires you to look at, but DelDOT, because this was within the Route 40 corridor study, asked for a contribution to the Route 40, Route 72 interchange at a time that the contribution would have to be made prior to issuance of any certificates of occupancy on the plan. So I sent an email to simply summarize those findings, since I wasn't able to give them to you in the discussion that followed our application last Tuesday. So.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yeah, and just to elaborate and follow up a little bit on this, you know, obviously, you know, some substantial questions were raised in regards to traffic. Mr. Tracy, I mean, you didn't have the answers there at the meeting, so it was good that you did send this email to follow up. You know, there was a subsequent, you know, discussion on traffic, but generally when you make the presentation of the, you know, your project, for the most part, this information, you know, generally is presented to the body, even though, you know, a situation like this, you know, you're bringing us, it's coming before us as a resolution, and you're not seeking a rezoning or anything, but, you know, traffic is, has, and will always remain a concern of this body.
I understand that, and it was not a slight on my part not to do it, other than perhaps an overlooking of the fact, since it had been resolved so long ago that it didn't occur to me that it would have been an issue. But I know moving forward on any plan that I bring before council that that will be a topic of discussion until council tells me otherwise. Thank you.
Yes.
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 Here.
Yes.
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 Thank you, Mr. President. I move that resolution R12-170 be read by title only, placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. President. This resolution is enabling the appropriate funding to be transferred into the capital budget for what I think all of us will agree will be a truly vital life safety addition, enhancement to our existing 911 system here in New Castle County.
I just want to make mention, as I get upstairs, that $71,114 of this comes from the Recorder of Deeds technology fee escrow account. And without the foresight and the diligence of Michael Kozakowski as Recorder of Deeds and his staff, those funds would not have been available for this today. So I think we owe he and his staff a nod of appreciation.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm Joe Maroli, a concerned citizen who's been directly affected by something that the Smart 911 system may be able to address in the future. I wanted to thank Councilman Bob Weiner and Bill Bell for their support in getting us to this point, as well as the outgoing Chief Scott McLaren, who's really helped us and comforted us as a family who's been affected by what Smart 911 can address in the future. And you know, as an outsider looking at this, I'm just thinking it's 911. You know how to call 911, but who does 911 know how? How does 911 know how to get a hold of you should something happen to, you know, a family member or a loved one? It's really a system that I think that the public can get their information to those first responders that can, when seconds count, make the right call at the last minute. So, thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
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 As per title, Mr. President.
Mr. President, I move that resolution 12-171 be read by title only, placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second. Per title, Mr. President.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I ask that Ordinance 12-113 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Yes, these are funds that will be used for scholarships, and as you can see in the next ordinance, they will be put together with some of our CDBG money from the city of Middletown to have about $200,000 for low and moderate income children to do camps in New Castle County.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes. I ask that ordinance 12-114 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Per title.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Yes. I ask that Ordinance 12-115 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Yes, as we discussed in the Finance Committee meeting, this is rollover funds from the 2012 CDBG program into the 2013 CDBG program.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 12-116 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Oh, sorry.
Yes, Mr. President. Councilman Street has agreed to be a co-sponsor on this legislation. The Garfield Park Activity Center is in his district. The only thing other I would add to that is that this is a rather unique source of funding for New Castle County. It comes from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Rural Development.
Yes.
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 Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 12-117 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
This is $1.5 million approximately, Mr. President, that will be rollover funds into the next budget year. These are HUD funds, and around this time of year, we normally go through the same process to make certain that there's continuity in the programs.
Thank you, sir. Council,
comments,
Mr.
Yes.
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 Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 12-118 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. President. As we all recognize, a very thorough and detailed presentation on the Smart 911 system was presented in our Finance Committee this afternoon by Chief Dave Roberts, our Chief of Emergency Communications. Dave had arranged for Todd Miller, Vice President of RAVE Public Safety Services out of Massachusetts, to be here. Who will be the vendor that would work with Newcastle County in implementing the system. I also especially want to thank this evening Mr. Joseph Maroli, who spoke earlier under the resolution, who not only this afternoon but this evening is representing his father Gene and the entire Maroli family. And special thanks to Councilman Bob Weiner. Councilman Weiner actually worked along with the family, directed the folks who to get in touch with, followed the process with our police administration as well as Chief Roberts. So I want to thank Councilman Weiner. With that being said, as per title. Yes.
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 Here.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that ordinance number 12-119 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Mr. President, this ordinance represents the appropriation of over $17 million from the federal government for Newcastle County's Section 8 program. It provides rental assistance and utility subsidies for very low Newcastle County residents. I might add that currently we're serving over 1,800 families with the voucher program.
Thank you. Council,
yes.
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 Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Substitute 1 to Ordinance 12-120 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. President. As we discussed this afternoon, this property owner sent their check to pay their taxes in at the appropriate time. The county never received it. They had sent it by certified mail and had a receipt showing the date that they mailed the payment. And for that reason, I'm asking that their penalty be abated, which is $169.99.
Yes, because these meetings are placed on the county website and streamed live, so that people can listen, I just want to make it very clear to everyone that I'm supporting this one and the next one, Substitute 1 to 12-121, based solely on the fact that I believe these individuals have met the criteria, that there is no doubt that their intent was the full payment and that it was sent timely to the county. So I just want to make that clear. There's only under certain criteria can the Treasury Department do it on their own. It falls to the council member. We have to make that evaluation, but we've had them come before. I know I have. Other council members have discussed where we've told constituents, no, we wouldn't bring them forward, only because they did not meet that criteria of, quite honestly, putting aside any doubt in my mind that they had made the effort to do what was expected of them and every other taxpayer in Newcastle County. So I just wanted to get that on the record for myself, for my next constituent that I have to say no to. Thank you.
Yes.
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 Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Substitute 1 to Ordinance 12-121 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Second.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a case where the tax payment was made well in advance, basically 6 weeks in advance. The correct numeric value was put in the checkbox, but in the written portion it was incorrect. And since the bank goes by the written portion, the principal tax payment was short by $800 and a penalty was assessed. They had a copy of the check that clearly showed they intended to pay the full amount. The county received their payment prior to the due date. I'm asking the council to approve the abatement of the penalty of this bill, which is $56.01.
Yes.
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 Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Move that Ordinance 12-124 be read by title only.
Back up.
Okay.
Item J.
Go ahead.
Item J.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. Resolution number 12-172 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I apologize. My legislative aide put this together for us in the short form to get this in this evening. And I kind of lost sight that we weren't down at item L yet. Just real briefly, Mucci, as we knew him at Holloway Terrace Fire Company, and basically full name Nathan Edward Mucci Berry, was a county employee for 30 years. He was an active firefighter, an emergency medical technician at Holloway Terrace Fire Company for many years. He was involved in the community as a little league umpire, and we take great pride and took great pride when Mucci became a lifetime member of Holloway Terrace because he was the first African-American firefighter in the Holloway Terrace Volunteer Fire Company. So he will be sorely missed.
Yes, Mr. President, I would like to ask Councilman Bell to add me as a co-sponsor. I work with Mooch at Brandywine Raceway, and he's a man that, you know, worked two jobs, plus volunteered in the fire company, so I would, you know, he was just a good guy, and I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor.
Absolutely, Mr. President. I know that Mucci would be very honored by having Councilman Street be a sponsor. Yes.
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 Thank you, Mr. President. Move that ordinance number 12-124 be read into the record by title only and added to the introduction of ordinances this evening.
Second.
Read in the title on the record for next meeting, Mr. President.
Council President. For those of you who don't know me, my name is James Edwards. I was employed for Newcastle County for 13 and a half years. starting with inspections and going through a whole litany of job titles, ending with assistant county attorney too. And I just want to stop by and say thank you. I wanted to start that by reading something that I wrote on Facebook to all the other county employees who kind of have that connection with me. And what I wrote was, it was a great 13 years. I appreciate the opportunity to have served you and the people of Newcastle County. There are no sour grapes here. I always knew that this was a possibility and went into it with both eyes open. The administration deserves the chance to build their own team, and unfortunately I'm not part of that. And I wanted to stop by just to make sure that you all knew that the you in this included County Council. It's been a pleasure to work with you all as a group and individually. We've done a lot of stuff together. And I also wanted to extend an offer that I've extended to the administration, that if somebody thinks there's something I could do to help you out in your particular areas, I would be happy to do so within the confines of my legal obligations in the statute. So I just want to say thank you very much.
Mr. President, I think it would be remiss if I didn't also express my appreciation to James Edwards for all the work that he's done while being an employee of Newcastle County government. I know for a lot of employees, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, a lot of employees who had assumed that they would be here until the beginning of the year, finding out that they, in fact, are leaving maybe 6 weeks earlier in a very critical time when they're going to be missing the revenue they're accustomed to. So James is, without a doubt, one of those people. But also, I just want to congratulate him because he's leaving with a lot of dignity, and I certainly can appreciate that. Secondly, I just want to say to Councilman Powers that I also want to appreciate all the work that he has done as it relates to the Agriculture and Rural Development Fund that he has. And I mentioned that earlier today when we talked about this particular ordinance, because I know he had worked very hard to make certain that we explore that opportunity. I don't think he was in the room at that time, but I also mentioned that Garfield Park didn't necessarily meet the designation of a rural community, so I recognize all the work he's done, and he continues to do in this area, so I just want to let him know that it didn't go without being said.
Yes, Mr. President. I don't want to take a lot of time because I realize that I'm at a point now where folks are kind of tired of me pushing my civil rights concerns forward. But I've had the pleasure of serving as co-chair of public safety now for 8 years with co-chairman Bell. And during that time, I have advocated very, very strongly for all the things that individuals in the department wanted, including tasers for the police officers, fought very vigorously with the former Coons administration when there was a question as to whether or not we were going to have police academies, and won some of those battles on behalf of the department, and did everything that I could do to be a good advocate. Regrettably, I've had ongoing issues and challenges and problems that at this point I don't see any progress with. Most recently, as I went through the on September 4th at the Public Safety Committee meeting, just this year alone, the dog bite of the pregnant lady on May 12th, Councilman Cartier's district, the June 29th shooting at Harbor Club Apartments, the August 9th shooting on Memorial Drive in my Council Mag district, and the fact of the matter is on August 10th, basically the marriage with me in the department was dissolved at that point, at the point where on behalf of myself, a state representative and a state senator, because constituents were calling us, we asked for a meeting, which was on a Friday morning. I got a call back from the administration, said that they couldn't meet till Monday. I told the state senator, told the state representative, you meet with them. Do not tell me what happened. And I will never, whether he gets elected or not, I will never meet with them. And I didn't. and we are where we are. I kind of made the divorce final on September 4th when I made my comments, expressed my concerns, which I won't go through again tonight. The outgoing chief responded to that last Friday, which I was going to declare was of no moment, but I am concerned. Not concerned about his attitude and disposition and great disdain for me. I expected that. But I'm concerned about the subliminal message that he left. And the subliminal message that he left was, it's a great department, nothing's wrong, all the concerns that I put forward are of no moment, and continue business as usual, and we'll take care of it. And as a consequence, Sunday, a dog is unleashed on a 17-year-old female in my council district. And what is so heartbreaking to me is I'm here talking about it, and nobody's complained. I don't have a complaint from the victim. I don't have a complaint from the victim's parents. I don't have a complaint from the community. Because things are to the point now where the community is, if you shoot somebody and nothing happens, then obviously if a dog bites somebody, a female that was in a stolen car and was trying to run away, well, she got what she deserved. The newspaper didn't pick it up. The family hasn't filed a complaint. Well, if I stand alone with that, in my opinion, being inappropriate, an inappropriate use of force, an inappropriate use of a dog, I stand alone. I raised a question this afternoon, and I got my answer. Did she deserve what she got? Obviously, some people think she did. I disagree. My point being is, and I want you and this council to know tonight, I am no longer willing to serve in the capacity of co-chair of public safety. I've enjoyed working with Co-Chairman Bell, but I'm not going to go along to get along anymore. And at this point, not because the Vice President of State Cops and Branches of the NAACP asked me to resign on September 4th, not because of the comments of the chief going out the door, but because at this point, I spent 8 years going along to get along, and it didn't work. And the cliche has it, how you start is how you finish. Well, I started in this arena as a public servant, as a so-called community activist, and having failed and not seen any success in my efforts to date, I know what I got to do. And I'm going to move forward to do what I have to do best. I want to assure everybody that my issues and my concerns are not going to go away. I'm not going to go away, but I'm no longer willing to serve, be that advocate. And at this point, the primary reason this afternoon, it hit me like a ton of bricks. It's a conflict of interest for me now to serve in that capacity, because I have to do what I have to do. So, the other is, I voted present on two items that came forward tonight on which my name was a co-sponsor. I want the administration to know I will not support anything coming over here from the Public Safety Department, regardless of how good they think it is, until my issues and concerns are addressed. I won't support not one thing. I'm going to do what I have to do, what I think is right in my heart, and then we go from there. Generally, people who have the gall to take on a police department lose. But if I lose this battle, I lose standing on my principles. And I don't seek sorrow, pity from anybody. I will seek justice, continue to seek justice and fairness on behalf of the people who put me in office, and on behalf of the people from other people's districts who call me because they have a problem. At the point where people in my councilmatic district not only are at the point where they have to fear the criminals, but now we fear the police. So we're safe from who? And new administration, I talked to the county executive yesterday and this morning at length. I talked to the new chief. They're optimistic. They're going to make change. They're going to do all this and they're going to do that. And I know in their hearts they're going to try. But the fact of the matter is this just didn't get out of hand with this administration. This has happened over a long period of time, back to and past when the county executive served in county as in that capacity before and as the former police chief. This just didn't get started. And Dick Gregory, and I'll close with this, interpreted the Declaration of Independence saying that when these rights are denied by a system of government over long periods of time, it is your duty to destroy or abolish that system of government. The police department is going to continue to do what it wants to do, and I am going to do what I feel like I have to do to make sure that justice is being fairly served on behalf of the people that put me in office.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Aye.